Now, as Gwyndaf mentioned, more insight is needed into the structure and function of cell membrane proteins. And one scientist working on a class of these involved in our neural development is Yvonne Jones from the University of Oxford.
So for the last couple of years, I've become particularly interested in the cell surface receptors that are responsible for allowing cells to be guided to the right positions in the body, and having got there, stay there. So they're really determining the balance between adhesion and mobility. And there are several families of these that are particularly well studied at the moment in the nervous system because of their roles in the development of the nervous system, in particular in guiding the growing axons from nerves to their correct location during development. One of the big families that's turned out to be very important in this is made up of the semaphorins, the proteins that come in and trigger the activity of the receptors. And the receptors are called plexins. So particular flavors of semaphorins bind particular flavors of plexins. And in general, the result of that binding is that a cell moves away from the direction that the semaphorin is coming from. So it's a repulsive signal.
And where do these semaphorins actually come from then? So how are they released in the first place to then come along and bind to the plexins and repel the cells?
They're encoded in our genome, and at appropriate times their expression is switched on. And many of the semaphorins are actually still attached to cell surfaces, but some are secreted. The ones so far that I've worked on are naturally cell-attached ones.
And, your more recent work has been actually trying to look into the structures of these proteins, so these receptors and these molecules.
I want to actually look at the atomic level details of how a semaphorin interacts with a plexin and what it is about that interaction that allows the plexin to know that it should be signalling.
How do you use Diamond then? How do you use the synchrotron to actually then visualise the interactions that are taking place?
So we've been using several of the macromolecular crystallography beamlines, the MX beamlines, to see the detailed shape and surface characteristics of the plexin receptor and the semaphorin, and to understand how the two things recognise each other very specifically and lock together. The exciting thing is that we now know that a semaphorin isn't just one molecule, it goes around in pairs. And that actually turns out to be really important to the way it functions. The plexin, on the other hand, is tending to be just by itself. Once the semaphorin comes in and binds it, it will actually serve to pull together two copies of plexin. And in fact, we think what's happening is that the plexins then start to actually cluster to quite large groups. And it's those large groupings of plexin that are needed to start the signal going.
So these pairs of semaphorins are what are really basically attracting, well, more than just a pair of plexins. So lots of plexins grouping together to then activate the signal.
What we can see in the crystal structure is a pair of plexins. But once we start looking at things back in the context of the cell surface, we and others suspect that actually they're then beginning to form whole clusters, whole crowds that are, and it's that that becomes important in sending the signal.
Knowing this then, about this interaction and just how it's controlled, could this be perhaps used for any medical applications?
If we can understand how these systems work, then they may turn out to be instances where we want to go in and very specifically influence that signalling. One example where we think it may be important to be able to go in and stop the semaphorin-plexin interaction is where we want to be able to regenerate nerve growth where there's been damage, say, to the spinal cord. This isn't the only system that it might be important to influence, and we're working on several such systems in the lab to understand how these very specific protein receptor interactions could potentially be targeted with the design of new drugs that might then allow nerves to more easily back to repair damage in things such as spinal cord injuries.
Yvonne Jones, Professor of Protein Crystallography at Oxford University.